got nothing. You already are. Yeah, you already are. You're talking.
You're fucking with your... Oh, don't fuck around with the lights in there, you stupid bitch. Oh, Christ, y'all make me sick. You with your dyed hair. Oh, you always get all the pussy. I never get to wrap my legs around some giant breast and spurt all over her face. Oh, just shut up and play.
This is near a band. It's a personality cult. The no curry, you gonna have my t-shirt.
Oh,
Black flag of shit, they're hippies, they're heavy metal, and they probably stayed at the Cross Ranch to cheer. Here's $20 for the shitty $200 microphone I smashed in the fit of peak.
Well, if the punk rock thing does nae work out, I can always go back to the army.
Hold it. Swamp Pig and Gator Bait Blues. Well, I was about 9 years old, living way down in Louisiana with my father, who was a gator hunter. One day he looks at me and says, "Boy, y'all come down in the swamp with me and I'm going to teach you how to hunt the gator." Now, being 9 years old, young, naive, and innocent, I figured this would be a first-class learning experience. It could set me well on my way to gator courses, because y'all know how much gator apparel costs. So about half an hour later, we're in the middle of a sticky, steaming bayou. The old man, he looks at me and he says, "Boy," he says, "I got bad news for you." He said, "I didn't bring any bait." And I said, "Shit, Paul, that's no problem. We'll just go back to the house and get some." And he looked down at me and he went, "Uh-uh, kid, you're in." And with that, he tied a huge rope up underneath my armpits and lifted me over his head and threw me about 20 feet into the middle of the swamp. Now this set all the gators into a frenzy. They were diving in the water, thrashing about in the mud. Being inquisitive creatures, they were coming to check out what had disturbed the bayou. I come up from underneath the black, brackish water and I yell at the old man. I yell, "Jesus Christ, got a stick, old man, reel me in." And he just stood there in the boat with his huge swamp pig tusks gleaming in the sunlight. Like, kid. Now, at this space and time, the biggest, meanest fucking gator in the whole bayou was closing down on me fast. And I started swimming as quick as my young 9-year-old arms and legs could carry me, but it was to no avail. That gator just kept getting closer, 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 closer. Yeah!
Remember, I sing loud anyways.
Your head. If you go there, eat the fries.
Quand il fait mes frais dehors, qu'est-ce que j'ai le goût de m'acheter un char?
Y'a pas un stop que je vais briquer. Parfois ils mettent un catalyse avec du gaz d'avion, un coup parti. Oh le bien de ça, les feux d'Arvelvin. Placer mon char. La face collée après le volant pour porter le tasse de temps en temps. Chaque fois que l'on a les jambes dans le croche de mort, on va voler. On voulait détrouler longtemps, manger de l'asphalte du ciment. Le pied peut s'enlever.
Oh, How do you do? How think that we've met? My name is Ian, I'm a minor threat. You know, I count on music to be a good bet. Kiss me count after every set. Well, you know, I'm gonna be alright. With the money that I'm making off of you tonight, sucker. We don't care, we don't know. We'll steal your money, we'll steal your show. Yes, sir. The door. How much tonight? 3,000 or 4? You know we'll make a million when we go on tour. Yeah, that's the way I can think about it. We don't care. I'm taking a walk on the yellow brick road. I only walk where the bricks are made of gold. My mind and body, they're the only things that I've sold. I need a little money, cause I'm getting old, right? That's the way it goes, isn't it? Yeah. We don't care.
Truly one of the all-time punk rock classics, Washington D.C., Minor Threat, Out of Step, EP, and damn, that sounds great on the original vinyl. That's actually a UK pressing. I could swear it sounds not the same some of the other pressings, and certainly not the CD, but yeah, Out of Step, title track to that EP. Had WD-40 prior to that, a few more cassette demos from Montreal. Qu'est-ce que j'ai le goût de m'acheter un chat was the song of that one. That they played. Schlonk before that with Child McSatan off a demo. Also heard The Stand with Choke. This is their classic Exit Death on Montreal Sound Arc CKUT.
Power up and go to death. Too much to do for me to
Metallica there writing this out from Garage Days Revisited, cover of Am I Evil, had the Discord as part of that, RCMP and Scum Exit Death. I won't be in next week. I'll be at 77 Montreal, that punk music festival where a number of these bands will be playing. No, not Metallica. That'll probably be some other fest. But just wanted to leave you this 5 minutes left, 4 minutes in Montreal Sound Art. I'll leave you with a tune by the Spaceships. One of the founding members, Ben, passed away last week. I did not want to not mention that. So from their very first record, the second album, Misbehavin', we're going to hear Can't Fool With Me for Ben, R.I.P. I'll be back at you in a couple of weeks from Montreal Sound Arts. Thanks for listening, and do check out our blog, arcmtl.org or archivemontreal.org. This is the Louis Rastelli. Catch you soon.
Believe me, all I know is I was on the Reaper Bond. You know, the Beatles played there in the 60s. I went out to a discotheque dancing, and I don't know what happened. My vacation has been ruined. I watch TV, and you see, you're in the jungle. You lose your checks. You go to the nearest hut, and they replace them. That's what I was told. That's why I bought American Express.
custody. Kid with bird, he bothered me to suffer in the dark. He's living one for the people. Now he's having one more for the people. I've seen Bill Riddle down his chin. He's drank to 40 of life. His vein bulbous nose bleeds his soul thin. His heart's been missed by love's night. But he's living one for the people. He's having one more for the people.
That was Killdozer, Montreal Soundark, CKUT 90.3 FM, from the Burl EP song Hot and Tot. In a normal year, such as, say, two summers ago, right now, today, it probably would have been the MTL 77 or 77 MTL Festival, one-day punk rock fest. That usually preceded heavy MTL. Hard to believe two summers have gone by without either of these happening. But trying to relive a bit of that spirit today, playing some punk and metal and, yeah, a lot of bands that have played at past editions of those fests. We did have Frightwig just before that. Faster Frightwig, Kill Kill, a song American Express. Shout out to Rebecca, still playing the music and hopefully getting back to the stage soon enough. Did have Spaceships prior to that from the cassette Misbehavin', Can't Fool With Me. Shout out to Danny Marks there. I hung out with him for a little while at the archives this last week, trying to get back to some socializing post-pandemic, I guess, or during the pandemic, which is still going. Had the song from probably the best Metallica record, if you ask me, Garage Days Revisited, Am I Evil? It's where they cover a bunch of other tunes. And we had the Discords before that. RCMP from Smash the State Volume 3. Started a set with Scum, Exit Death. And end with a few tracks, again, punk and metal from Montreal. We got Blood Sausage, shout out to Acosta there, just recently moved, yet another victim of the renovictions. And going to play some Capitalist Alienation and maybe DDT if we have time after that. This is Louis Rastelli signing off. Really, really looking forward to being either back in a studio or taking requests and having guests and then on the show and so on, but we'll see what we can do in the next few weeks as we all continue need to keep careful. Don't forget, even if you have both vaccines, the new variants, once they start to hit us, it's going to be pretty tough. Even people with both vaccines can end up getting them and spreading them and even getting sick, so we're not out of the woods yet, but be careful, enjoy the fresh air, and we'll catch you guys next Friday. Montreal Sound, RCKT 90.3 FM.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You need quality sounds? Tune into CKUT 90.3 on the Frequency Modulation Band Radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
There is this thing. Do you realize
what is?
There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on.
What?
Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news? I'm brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's Community News Program, Off the Hour. Today is July 30th. My name is Brian Jefferson, and I will be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from the unceded traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg and the Kanyenkehaga, one of the founding nations of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Thanks for being with us, and stay tuned. We'll be right back with some headlines.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3.